This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Let's find out what is trending on social media. Edith Hill, good afternoon.
Hi, Warren. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Great to chat with you again. Now, we've had girl maths, but now we've got apparently height maths.
I love that you made that connection. Yes, people online are figuring out how tall you are. No more lying in your dating profile. People will figure it out.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because sometimes, you know, some people do, I suppose, embellish their online profiles, don't they?
Oh, of course they do. Of course they do. A lot of people are guilty of this, but a lot of people are now trying to be very sneaky and find out who's lying.
So how are they doing it?
Well, it's really interesting and so unbelievably tech savvy. Like the first time I saw it, it blew my mind, but then was closely followed by, oh my God, of course this is what people are doing. So imagine this, right? There's a guy in a picture and he's holding a beer. He says he's 6'1". The beer, however, will give him away. So what they do is they Google the height of the beer and then using Photoshop or a photo editing tool, they multiply the beer across in the photo, of course taking into account perspective, and figure out how many beers tall this man is and actually figure out his height.
Oh my goodness. You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
I'm thinking I don't want this applied to being able to calculate your age.
Yeah, oh God. I don't think they're there yet, but watch out. People are so savvy. I would not be surprised if they figure out a way. So this came up on my For You page this week. I've seen it a couple of times before in the past. A specific example, however, was a red carpet picture where Zac Efron was walking next to The Rock. And people were thinking, hang on, Zac Efron is apparently 5'8", and The Rock is apparently 6'1", but they looked very close in height on the red carpet, so people were speculating that Zac was wearing lifts in his shoes. Absolutely fine. Do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Do what you want to do. I think that's okay. But people tried to figure out how tall the lifts in his shoes would be to make him that height compared to The Rock.
Did they figure it out?
Yeah, 4-inch lifts.
Maybe I should get some of these lifts in my shoes. It might make me a bit taller.
Well, I mean, if people can wear heels of all genders, I don't see why people can't wear lifts. I think it's a bit of a thing that people kind of laugh at, but I think a lot of people actually do it, especially for like professional photos and things like that. If you want to add a few inches, there is no harm. But I think it's extra funny when people are doing this trend on people who are specifically lying about their height. No one is saying Zach's lying on the red carpet wearing lifts. It was just a little curiosity about the height difference.
Edith, I did an ad many years ago with my partner at the time. It was for one of the banks here, and it was on tram stops in Melbourne. And he was like about 6 foot tall. I'm not nowhere near that. I had to stand on phone books to do the photo shoot. It was so...
Oh, my gosh.
And even then, I still look shorter.
I have a very fond memory of when I was a lot younger and the person I was watching a movie with pointing out that whenever they're shooting with Sylvester Stallone in the old Rocky movies, that he is often on a slant compared to Carl Weathers, who he's, you know, boxing against when they're out in the world, because he was significantly shorter than a lot of the men that he was boxing in these movies. So whenever they're walking, he's always slightly uphill. And as soon as someone said that, I cannot unsee it in any of his films.
Now, Edith, let's move on. There's some good stuff happening, though, isn't there, on social media at the moment?
Yeah. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago with things like shitrentals.com, where people use social media platforms to do a little bit of social justice work and raise awareness about issues like the rental crisis or the cost of living and food prices and all of that. Some things that have come off of my For You page this week. There are two in particular. The first is that one of my favorite clothing brands, actually, Dangerfield or Princess Highway, their workers are taking to social media and posting that they are running an EBA campaign against the parent company, Factory X.
Why are they having to go to social media to do this? Can't they just talk to the to their employer?
I think this is a really interesting question. And I'm not close with the issue by any means, but my assumption when I first saw this was a little bit of pressure from the socials might actually help their campaign a little bit. You never really know how these things go and how they work behind the scenes, but I imagined that, you know, with a bit of media attention, it might bring some more weight to the campaign if people are actually realising that the workers might not be paid in the way that they should be, which bit, seems to be the case here.
Bit of social pressure. I like using social media for that cause.
Like peer pressure, but for, you know, for your best interest.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about Kevin Bacon. What is Kevin Bacon up to?
I loved seeing this video. I'm sure it's come up on a lot of people's For You pages. It had, like, I think it was almost 10, 20 million views, something wild like that when I saw it. And it was Kevin Bacon. It's Kevin Bacon. Oh, he's not baking. Oh, my goodness. Kevin Bacon. celebrating the end of the SAG-AFTRA strike. So he was doing the Footloose dance, and it's this beautiful video of him in what I think was a barn.
It looks like a barn.
With a hat, with his cowboy boots, doing the little Footloose jig and celebrating that the strike was over.
You know what? He's a pretty good dancer.
He is such a good dancer. Like, he's kept those moves, which makes me think that man has been practicing. He didn't just stop doing that dance for a long time. Like, that's a little jig that he does in the house, you know. He's got those steps memorized.
I reckon too, because I used to do a little dancing when I was a teenager, and there's no way I could remember the moves now. I couldn't remember the steps. You'd have to be practicing them. So you're right. I reckon Kevin Bacon has been doing it nonstop.
And he looks good doing it.
He looks amazing. He looks amazing. What else have you got for us?
Well, I have seen this on TikTok, and it actually came up on my For You page because it was a sponsored post. So there was a creator that I follow, and they were doing a sponsored post for the Hilton. Now, after I thought about this for a little while, I think that what the Hilton is doing is kind of getting its name back into the vernacular of young people. So what they're doing is a trend called Hire Me Hilton, and they have come out saying that they would be willing to accept video resumes, or I guess videos in place of resumes, from anyone who decides to make a TikTok video instead of submitting a traditional CV to the company.
Oh, wow. I wonder whether that'll open up, you know, employment to potentially a lot of people who wouldn't normally submit a CV to the Hilton Hotel Group.
Well, I think it's really interesting. So people in my age group, I think, have a lot of you know, they know about the Hilton because Paris Hilton, as I was growing up, she was in the media. It was a thing that people talked about. The Hilton was the luxe place. Like, if you were talking about a nice hotel, you were talking about the Hilton. And it wasn't until I saw this ad campaign, or hiring campaign, I guess, that I realized that I hadn't thought about the Hilton in a really long time. So I'm thinking that this might be a way that the hotel is, you know, hey, come work for us. This is a fun place. It's hip. It's happening. And it's a fun place to work.
Because I know there's another chain of hotels that has sort of captured that younger market at the moment. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you're right. It's an attempt to pull it back from them.
I think so. And to be honest, the skills required to make a kick-ass video resume or a TikTok video are really similar to work in high levels of customer service. You need to be approachable. You need to be fun and talkative. You need to have a good thinking on your feet kind of capacity. If you can make a fun TikTok video that can garner some attention, there's a good chance that you might actually be really good in customer service, where you have to have the gift of the gab. You need to be able to talk to customers. You need to be able to work with what you've got. And I think that might be part of why they've decided to do this campaign. And of course, to put their name out there, because these videos are getting decent views. So every person who posts one of their Hire Me Hilton videos, they're going to have more people seeing it, potentially more people applying, sharing it, and of course, thinking about Hilton.
Edith, have you got your boots on?
I don't have my boots on.
Put them on, because guess what we're going to go out with?
What? Oh, Warren, you have my heart.
Bit of Footloose. You start filming yourself. Great to chat with you, Edith. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Warren. Bye.
Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer in Learning and Teaching Innovation at Flinders University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.